So I've been reading in my Bible, noticed another pattern or so, and actually reading, I noticed something I've never noticed before. And so I thought it was cool, and so I thought that's what I should talk about tonight. So what I noticed I'd never really noticed before was in the book of 2 John. So we're going to turn to the book of 2 John. And we're going to be going over an entire book of the Bible tonight. 2 John. I've read this before, but I guess I never really paid attention to it. So we'll read through it and then we'll talk about what 2 John is saying to us. Let's pick it up in verse number 1 of 2 John. The elder to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in truth. And not only I, but also all who know the truth. For the sake of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever, grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I was very glad to find some of your children walking in truth, just as we have received commandment to do from the Father. And now I ask you, lady, not as writing to you a new commandment, but one which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch yourselves, that you might not lose what you have accomplished, but that you may receive a full reward. Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house, and do not give him a greeting, for the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. Having many things to write to you, I do not want to do so with paper and ink, but hope to come to you and speak face to face, that your joy may be made full. The children of your chosen sister greet you. John here is writing this to some lady. He starts it off, he says, to the chosen lady and her children whom I love in truth. Not only I, but also all who know the truth. For the sake of the truth, which abides in us and will be with us forever. So he's writing this to her so that she can know the truth. As we see from later, that he's warning her that there are many deceivers out there. So that she can know the truth. He says, grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us in truth and love. He's very glad to find that some of her children are walking in truth, just as they have received commandment from the Father to do. And then he goes on, he says, I ask you, lady, not as writing a new commandment, but one which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment. He says, he asks her, not as writing a new commandment, but one which they have had from the beginning. Let's turn back in our Bibles to Leviticus chapter 19. He says this commandment is one which we have had from the beginning. In Leviticus 19, and we'll just pick it up in verse 17, in my Bible, the topic is sundry laws. Various and sundry laws. Interesting. And you'll notice verse 17 is bold in your New American Standard Bibles because that is a paragraph. So this whole thing from 17 to 18 is one thought. You shall not hate, Leviticus 19:17. You shall not hate your fellow countrymen in your heart. You shall surely reprove your neighbor, but shall not incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. I thought this was a really interesting progression, because he nailed it. He says, you shall not hate your fellow countrymen in your heart, but you shall surely reprove your neighbor. I've noticed that's kind of a pattern. When someone does something to me that is wronging me, maybe, legitimately, or is frustrating or vexing to me in some way, I get upset. And then I'm upset at this person. And then I kind of have that inside me, right? And then I don't want to go talk to him about it, because that's a real hard conversation to have. That's difficult. I'd rather sit there with that in my heart. And then what ends up happening? At an opportunity, I get back at him, or I just go through life holding a grudge. That's contrasted to love your neighbor as yourself. He says, you shall not hate your fellow countrymen in your heart. You shall surely reprove your neighbor. In other translations, it puts it, you shall faithfully reprove your neighbor. If your neighbor or brother does something to you that was against you, rather than keeping that in, go and talk to him about it. Get it solved. Figure it out. End up loving your neighbor as yourself. So that's the commandment that we've had from the beginning. Let's flip on over to Romans chapter 13. In verse 8. Romans 13:8 says, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. So, what Paul brings out here is that the entire law is summed up in this one statement. And if we look at what Jesus said, if we flip back to Mark 12, Mark in chapter 12, and verse 28, we can read Jesus' take on it. Mark 12:28. And one of the scribes came and heard them arguing. And recognizing that he had answered them well, he asked him, what commandment is foremost of all? Jesus answered, the foremost is, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, right, teacher, you have truly stated that he is one, and there is no one else besides him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as one's himself, is much more than all burnt sacrifices, burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he had answered intelligently, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And after that, no one would venture to ask him any questions. Our God is one God. There is one God. One God. And his foremost commandment is that you should love him with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Let's flip over to 1 John 4, chapter 4 and verse 20. First John 4 and verse 20, John writes, if someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. The one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. It's interesting that back in Mark, Jesus put those two commandments together as the same. The foremost commandment is that you ought to love God. You have to love God. God is one. God is love. You have to love God. You cannot love God unless you love your brother. You cannot love God whom you haven't seen, hate your brother whom you have seen. That doesn't make sense. In practicality, loving God is loving your brother. That is why the second commandment is like it, and in the same sentence as it, is love God and love your neighbor as yourself. So we see that this is the commandment we have had from the beginning. They were given that commandment from the very beginning. Let's flip back to 2 John. In 2 John, he says in verse 5 that he asks her, "Lady, not as writing to you a new commandment, but one which we have had from the beginning." We see now how we've had that commandment from the beginning. That has been the commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength has been the commandment from the very beginning. He says that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. We also read in Romans 13:8. I'll flip back there and read it again for us. In Romans 13:8, he said, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For all this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in the saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." So the commandment is that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments, because He's defined love for us by the rest of the commandments. Because when you read that, that can seem kind of rhetorical, you know, like, this is the command we've had from the beginning, that we should love one another, and this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. Well, He just commanded us to love one another, so we're supposed to love one another, and this is the commandment. That's what it is. The commandment is love one another. Love one another is defined by all His commandments. This is the commandment. Love one another. He says, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world. Those who do not acknowledge Jesus is coming in the flesh, this is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch yourselves, that you do not lose what we have accomplished, but you may receive a full reward." I want to flip over to 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. First John 3, verse 10, John says, "By this the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message which we have heard from the beginning." There it is again. "That we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the evil one and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil and his brothers were righteous. Do not marvel, brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and beholds his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. We shall know by this that we are of the truth, and we shall assure our heart before him in whatever our heart condemns us. For God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. The one who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And we know by this, that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us." It said this is his commandment. It says this is Jesus' commandment. This is Jesus' commandment. Where did Jesus command that? Let's flip back to John. John chapter 15. In John 15 and verse 12, Jesus is speaking. John 15:12, he says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another." John writes, this is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He commanded us. Believe in the name of His Son, Jesus. What's the name of Jesus? He loved us. He died for us. That's His name. You got to believe in that. You got to believe that God is love. You got to believe that there's one God. There's one God, and God is love. Let's flip over to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. Because you know, a lot of this comes from John. John was a pretty lovey guy. You notice he recorded that commandment from Jesus, and he wrote 1 John and he wrote 2 John. So, got a lot of John. How about Peter? Let's look at Peter here for a minute. 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Now, for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence. In your moral excellence, knowledge. In your knowledge, self-control. And in your self-control, perseverance. In your perseverance, godliness. In your godliness, brotherly kindness. And in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, make all the more diligence to be certain about his calling and choosing you. For so long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. So he says here that these qualities, which if we look in there, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love, all those things, if they are yours and are increasing, they will render you neither useless nor unfruitful. You will be both useful and fruitful. If you do not have those qualities, you are blind, or you're short-sighted, and you're not going to do anything good. And it says, in this way, your entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. Let's flip over to the book of 1 Corinthians. Take a look at Paul. Even though we already read Romans. In 1 Corinthians in chapter 13... this is a very popular chapter. We should all know this. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag. It is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It does not take into account a wrong suffered. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. You can speak with the tongue of angels. You can have all knowledge. You can do a lot. I mean, you could give away everything you have. You could go so far as delivering up your body to be burned. You could be a martyr. You could do a lot of stuff. You could do a lot. And if you don't have love, zero. Nothing. Nothing. Gotta have love. I like that point about knowledge. You can know a lot, but as he says back in chapter 8, in 1 Corinthians 8, 1, he says, knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies. If anyone supposes that he knows anything, he is not known as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by Him. Let's flip back over to 2 John. Second John chapter 5, he says, and now, 2 John verse 5, he says, and now I ask you, lady, not as writing to you a new commandment, but the one which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. And this is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch yourselves, that you might not lose what we have accomplished, but that you might receive a full reward. Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. What's the teaching of Christ as defined by John here in 2 John? What's the teaching that he's telling this lady to make sure she observes? That they love one another. Anyone who goes too far and the point of their teaching is not to love one another is not abiding in the teaching of Christ. Because the teaching of Christ and the commandment of Christ is that we ought to love one another. He says, the one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house and do not give him a greeting. For the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. Someone comes to you and brings to you a teaching, and the point of the teaching is not to love one another, you should not talk to them, and you should not let them in your house. If you are bringing teaching, and the point of your teaching is not to love one another, nobody should talk to you, and nobody should let you in their house. The commandment we have received from the Father is that we ought to love one another. He says, having many things to write to you, I did not want to do so with paper and ink, but hope to come to you and speak to you face to face, that your joy may be made full. Children of your chosen sister greet you. John wrote this entire letter, just to warn her and us of what the commandment is that God has given us that we should do. I don't remember where it's at. I'll see if I can find it real quick. Yeah. In Paul's charge to Timothy, he writes in 1 Timothy chapter 1. He says in verse 5, 1 Timothy 1 verse 5, but the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. For some men straying aside from these things have turned aside to fruitless discussion, wanting to be teachers of the law, even though they do not understand either what they are saying or the matters about which they make confident assertions. The goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart based on real faith, faith working through love. Anything other than that is just a fruitless discussion. So, as we go out and we interact with people, and all of us in some manner are involved in helping someone, teaching someone, doing something, let's remember, the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart. That's my encouragement to you.